Psalms chapter 1 is where I'd like you to join me. I've enjoyed this conference. I hope you have too. The theme of the conference has been spiritual disciplines. There's a great book on the table out in the back called Spiritual Disciplines by Donald Whitney. I would recommend. It's a book I read some many years ago that was a great help to me. It goes through different things that we've talked about here. You know, your prayer life, your quiet time, your meditation, your memorization of Scripture, giving and evangelization, all these different things are covered in here. Donald Whitney does a fantastic job at helping you if you'd like a resource along those lines. Psalms chapter 1, did you find it? Dan, thank you for being here today. Anybody else find it? Great. Good morning, everyone. Everybody okay? Do we need another break to get some coffee? Or what's okay, let's just read Psalm 1, verse 1. Ready? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his light doth he meditate day and night. And he, verse 3, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see the cover of our pamphlet here today is a tree, right? And that tree has these roots, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get our roots to go down into the soil of God's Word. We're trying to do, just like David says in here, that we would have our delight in the law of the Lord, and we would meditate day and night, and we would be like a tree that is planted, and a tree that is planted by rivers of water that would bring forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever that we would do, it would prosper. One of the things that we have that we're trying to do in this church is we're trying to cast a vision. It's a vision that we would march forward, okay? And it's a vision that we would be able to reach into our community and we would be able to meet some of the needs that are taking place in our community, the addictions that are happening and the hurts that's going on and the homelessness that's there and the foster care and all these things that we're trying to do. We want to plant some new churches. We want to send out new missionaries. You know what I feel that is taking place, maybe in our church and maybe in a lot of churches, is that we are seeking to simply maintain who we are. As long as we can just continue the way we are, I'll be happy. You know what? Maintaining is okay. What we really need to do is attain to greater things that are yet to come. And I think that's what God's calling us to, and that's what this conference has been about, that we would be deeper and that we would be in as the roots go into the soil and that the rivers of water provide for us the nourishment that we would become wide. That tree has a canopy. It has branches, right? And as the nourishment comes into us, you know what happens? Those branches spread out and we influence the world around us. We become influencers in what God has called to us to do, and we're spreading the seeds that John talked about. In Matthew chapter 13, there's a parable of the sower and the seed, and he talks about those seeds going into the good soil and producing fruit and we becoming effective tools for our Lord Jesus Christ. So when I look at the church, when I look at the book of Acts and I look in the New Testament, this was an organism. This was a body of people that just were not content to sit here and maintain who they were. These people were soldiers that marched forward in the midst of persecution, in the midst of difficulty, and in the midst of hardships, oftentimes in the midst of shallow resources. They were still a church that went forward spreading the seeds because their roots were deep into the soil of who God is and his character, and they were abounding. And as they abounded in that relationship with God, their canopies just naturally opened up and they began to sprinkle seeds everywhere. Every church needs a Dan Weaver. That's it. That's all I have to say. As a church, I fear that all we want to do is maintain who we are. As long as First Bible just stays as this little safe little place. And you know what? That's what our government wants us to do too. That's what our community wants us to do. Just maintain who you guys are. But you know what God wants us to do? He wants us to stand up and be the light of the world. He wants us to go forth. A verse that impacted my life profoundly was Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Because of that verse, I began to get an appetite for the scriptures. As a young believer, I committed to reading 12 chapters every day. And so I would begin to go through the scripture in the morning. I'd begin to read my chapters and go on and on and on. And I believed what the Bible says. Faith cometh by hearing, right? And hearing by the word of God. So I was listening to messages that I had to ride from Hilton, New York, out to Bushnell's Basin, so I could get one message in all the way there, and then a message all the way back. And sometimes I would do who was it? Somebody was saying they were listening. I think it was Colette that was saying you would listen to your messages, and that was just allowing the word of God to come into my life. And then I realized, you know, some areas in my life that were out of balance. I would watch these TV shows, and there were nothing wrong with these TV shows, but I was kind of, as John the Spirit was leading me to make some choices about my imbalance. And so I made a commitment to the Lord. I said, you know what I'm going to do is, as much TV as I watch is as much time I'm going to pray. And as I said that, I thought, what are you thinking? Right? And so literally, I would be watching a show, and it's an hour-long show, and as I'm watching this hour-long show, I'm going, I'm going to cut this thing short right now, okay? I don't need to find out what happens. And I would go, and I would pray, and I would do another commitment that I made very early on is, I'm going to spend time with the Lord, no matter how small or how large that is, before I leave my house. No matter what. And it seemed like a very light commitment at the time. I mean, get into some prayer time and get in some into your quiet time with the Lord. And so I made that commitment, and for a while it was pretty simple, right? Until an event takes place that happens at 6 in the morning, which means you have to be out of your house at 5 in the morning or whatever it is, and you're talking about getting onto a flight out of Rochester to New York City at 5:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden this commitment pops into your head, and you go, well, I mean, the Lord knows it's 5:30 in the morning, right? And I thought to myself, you know what? No. If I can get on a flight to take a vacation at 5:30 in the morning, I can get up 15 minutes earlier to spend time with the Lord. You know, spiritual disciplines are wonderful, because now I think, Colette, you said it's kind of like muscle memory. It's not something you really have to think about. And early on, you do need these disciplines to kind of keep you in place and to keep you accountable and have the right things going on in your life. But at some point, you stop doing these disciplines because you need to do them. You start doing them because you want to do them. Can you imagine if I pulled out a journal? I said, "Okay, today I'm gonna have a conversation with my wife. Today I'm gonna do something nice for my wife." If I had to have a set of rules in front of me on how I'm gonna treat my wife, would be angry at me. She would say, "What do you mean? It requires you a list of things to do in order to love me?" At some point, we have to get to that place where the reason why we pray and the reason why we study the scripture and the reason why we pursue God is because I love him. I love him. And when it gets to that point where we have this relationship of love, man, we grow deep. I study my wife because I love my wife. And we grow wide and we prosper together. And the same thing can happen as the church if we would do this. And that's what I want to see take place in this church, is we would be a people that truly would abide in Christ. We would be a people that would receive, listen, I don't want to fake it until we make it. I don't like that. I don't want to fake it until I make it. I don't want to just, pretend to be a good Christian, even though I'm struggling and I'm hurting and I'm broken and nothing's right in my life, but I'm just going to show up and tell you how great everything is. I don't want that. What I want is I want people to come alongside me and help me and lift me up as I need to be lifted up and to build into my life. And as I think Pete said it, the accountability piece, and Frank, the accountability, investing in. One of the greatest things that I tell people when it comes to discipleship, and that's how this church started, that's what made this church was discipleship, is people pouring into each other. And I tell people all the time when they come in, they say, what do I do next? And I say, there's two things that you really need to do. You need to begin feeding yourself, right? You need to start the nourishment process, and then you need to start investing in other people. Because you can't, it's like that sponge, right? It can only hold so much. But as you receive, you also give out. As you receive, you also give out. And that's what we need to do as a church, is be these people that are committed. We're starting somewhere. Today we're looking to be a people. You know, as a younger fella, I used to have to eat at very precise times, or I would get headaches, right? I mean, like, if I didn't eat by 12 o'clock, if you know, it's like I'm getting this, you ever see the Snickers commercials now where the guy is this monster of, you know, he's like the Hell's Angel dude, and his friends are all looking at him like, what's wrong with you? And they hand him a Snickers bar and he eats it and he turns into this, you know, perfect person all of a sudden. That was me at one point, right? That was me. I literally, if I didn't eat on time, my body would shake. And I would get so hungry. You ever hear the phrase, you know, man, that dude is hangry, right? He's got that hunger and he's got that anger, and it's combining with us. You know what I think many Christians are? They have that hangry about them. Because they're not fed properly, they're angry, if you will, spiritually. And if we would nourish ourselves and we'd get that proper and we'd fill ourselves and we'd be involved in the discipleship that this church is offering and be a part of what this church is doing, we would grow past those hunger pains and past those anger parts of us, and we'd be able to prosper and spread our canopy in such a powerful way in our community, in our country, in our homes, in our own church, in the pews, and the people next to us would be impacted. So the point of this whole thing is that we would be a people that are deep, not faking it. We were at the park the other day, a big tree fell over, and we all looked at this tree. It had to be a 50, 70-foot tree, big tree. We all looked at it and thought, man, the roots of that thing were 18 inches deep. It seemed like those roots should be deep down. You know why people, you know why Christians fall over sometimes? Because those roots are only a couple inches down into the soil of God's Word. You put those roots deep down, and the promises of God say you are going to receive a nourishment that is going to sustain you and allow you to prosper no matter what the storms or the winds or the trials, the tribulations, the difficulty, the hardship. Man, that wind may blow you around a little bit, but that firm foundation. So I want to encourage you not simply to maintain, but that we would be a people that would attain to greater things that are yet to come. And to grow in our relationship, that's what this is about. That's why we're doing this, because we want to. We have a vision to reach our community. And in order to do that, we need people that are not faking it. We need people that are so Spirit-led. We need people that are so infused with the power of God and the Holy Spirit, and that are able to take the Scripture and be able to put it into bite-sized pieces and feed that to other people, that we would be able to reach our community. So thank you for coming here this morning. Thank you for giving up your Saturday that you would make this investment and begin to do that. But the easiest thing you can do is walk away and go, yeah, I enjoyed that. I mean, the eggs need a little bit of seasoning, and I can't imagine Pastor Vinny flipping somebody the bird, but I mean, that was great, right? And walk away and do nothing. Bible warns us not to be hearers of the word only, but to be doers. So I'm going to invite the praise band is going to come up and sing one more song, and then I think Brother Dylan is going to come and kind of close us up and give us some tools at the very end. You may have spied at the very end of your booklet that there are some things that we want you to kind of practically do and get into. And as we've mentioned, there is a work involved in this. There is, if you want to change, then you have to change. Right? If you want to stay where you are, then you don't have to do anything. And so we're pushing you to change, that each one of us would search our heart and say, okay, what is my commitment? What am I going to do in order that I would be deep and wide, in order that God could use me? I can remember as a young Christian this amazing concept that insignificant Kevin Pesky from little tiny hick Hilltown, Hilton, New York, could meet with God. And that fascinated me. And that Romans 10:17, if faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Faith comes by, so the more I understand this, is the more I understand God, and then you begin to look at these pieces of scripture that say, if you have the faith, you know, as a mustard seed, you move that mountain out of the way. What? Man, that's powerful. I want to live a powerful life. I want to get to the end and go, it was a life well lived. I want to be filled with the abundant life. And I don't get it right every day, but as somebody else said, you get to start again tomorrow. So let's do that together.